ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Hey there, hi there, ho over there, you, talking to you, you big ho. It is Denise, and you're listening to the Lesbian Lounge.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between...
Good stuff, man. Perfect song for the summer. I am completely unprepared today, and that's all right, whatever. I'm sitting here in jeans that are like two sizes too big, a Buffalo David Bitten shirt, and slippers. I'm telling you, I'm completely overwhelmed. It's been a busy, busy weekend. We will get into it. It's summer, and it's supposed to be that way. This summer has been super fun, although I can't kick this crud that I caught in June. I'm trying. but other than that, I'm not letting it slow me down. No, no. Oh, no. It was an incredible, incredible weekend. I'm sure, as you know, if you follow me on Facebook, it was Elfest this past weekend up in Uttoxeter, and Gemma and I went with probably about 1,000 other lesbians or so packed into Uttoxeter race course. So huge thanks to Cindy Edwards and the Elfest crew for another super, super fun festival. The feel was a little different this year. The area was condensed on purpose. And I think it was the perfect gamble because, in my opinion, it gave you a chance to really see everything and everyone without spending a lot of time having to walk across the giant race course. Everything was kind of in two little fields separated by a little dirt path. And it was, I don't know, to me it felt so easy and so fun. So we did the lip sync contest on Friday, and that had a huge turnout, a packed house. And I have to tell you, like every year I hope somebody enters. That's always my thought. I hope somebody enters. And this year we had 17 entrants, all kinds of songs from my friend Fred. She and her wife Claire were there. My friend Fred kicked it off with Walking on Sunshine. And we had everything from Same Love, Blank Space, that new song Bills, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, I'm Your Man, so many, so many. And our winner was 10-year-old Olivia, Fred's daughter. Fred and Claire are festival regulars and friends of ours forever, and Olivia puts a lot of time and effort into picking her song with the moves, and she totally earned it. Our second place winner was Kian, who is, again, a festival regular. He comes with his two moms every year, and he is a fantastic dancer, and he lip-synced and danced Macklemore and Ryan's Same Love and got a great crowd response. It was such a good turnout. I'm so impressed. It always exceeds my expectations, and this year even more so. And that was, that was really cool because we had lunch with Mandy Burton from Eek earlier in the day. Then we checked into our hotel, which was 2 seconds from the park, and then and headed over there and spent a fun time getting to see so many faces. When you first get there, you're kind of overwhelmed, but it was just fantastic. And then we watched the opening ceremony, which was very cool. There was a bit of a cowgirl theme going on. We'll talk about that. But after the lip sync contest on Friday, we spent the next day, Saturday, as actual festival goers for a change, like not having any work, not having to be anywhere in particular. And I think like that really made a difference for me. I've never been able to do that. And I'm telling you, I had the best time. The best time, you know, just having that ease of the whole day yourself doing whatever it is you wanted. It was just incredible. So now I get why people go, you know. Before, you know, when you're working, you don't get to see everything. You have to be someplace all the time. I was in the cinema last year, the year before that, hosting a couple of different things, being on the main stage. So this, to me, I just felt like this was the coolest thing ever. Like, now I really get it. I really, really get it. And I think it is a festival that covers just about anything you could possibly be into. So we saw everything there was to see. We poked our heads into a bunch of different workshops. We went to the art tents. We saw the artist displays. We got to see Claire Lydon and Karen Campbell. There was a, because they were doing an author reading, and that was really cool. We poked our nose in to see Rogue at the drag workshop. We met filmmaker Jane Clark, who the director of Crazy Bitches over in the States, was in for a Q&A at the Planet London Cinema. We saw the trailer for She's in London, the web series that'll be coming out soon from Planet M Productions. Super sexy, looks really good, and I'm really, really excited about it. There was a couple of new things this year, and I thought this was really cool. They had a graffiti wall, and you kind of got to watch the progress all throughout the weekend, and it was amazing. Just incredible. We probably looked at every single vendor stall there was, every t-shirt and rainbow place there, and we just saw so many different things. Of course, we bought a couple hoodies, we bought some jewelry, and, you know, stuff like that, so that was great, because again, it was nice and compact. You didn't have to walk so far to get to everything. And the Fish Finger ladies, the Fish Finger Buddy ladies were there again. Huge, you know, like that's a huge thing for me. Like that's my favoriteest thing. So I'm so glad to see them there again. We really got to spend some quality time with the girls from EAT, which was great. Lucy and Mandy, Ruth and Karen and Danielle. We got to see Linda Bellingham, who's back from Romania. So that was awesome. We saw Lara King, Nikki Mitchell, Cookie Arnaud, and Sally Edwards, Julie Price, Georgie Payne, Sophia Antonia Maloney. We spent some time with Annie Briggs and her mom Joanne from Annie Plays in the Band Promise. We hung with Helen. We spoke with Dawn, who's one of my favorite people here. We hung out with Stacey Stockwell. We did interviews with Janet Jones. We saw Nikki from Tiger Productions, Helen and Teresa from Pretty Pink Pearl, and their newest edition, Hilton. Baby Hilton was making the rounds. So many more people I'm probably forgetting, but it was just fantastic. You know, sometimes you just forget how many friends you have until they're all in one place. And that's the thing I love most about the festival. The weather was fucking fabulous. Couldn't ask for anything better. Partly sunny, partly cloudy, a few sprinkles here and there, and I think it rained a little bit on Sunday, but we were gone. It was the music, second to none. I mean, it was just fantastic. Eek put on a fantastic show. Lucy Spraggan pulled in the crowd. Stushy pulled in the crowd. Ohuli and Tito were there. There was never a dull moment on the music stage. And like I said, the theme this year was cowboy and western feel from the opening night when the crew performed a line dance to Shania Twain. There was a quick stage play, I think, called Murder in Leswood. There was a bucking bronco ride and lots of girls in cowboy hats. So it was just a really fantastic festival. And I really just want to remind you a little bit of that and the whole cowboy theme with a little of this.
Yeah.
Way cool. Way cool. That's what I'm talking about. That was the theme. It was so fun on opening night to see the whole Elfest crew up there. Even Cindy doing the line dance. Lou and Victoria, knowing you were loving this cowboy theme was fantastic. I got to tell you, it was just a really good time. So, you know what? If you're planning or even thinking about, if you're in the U.S., you're thinking about a European vacation, by God, make sure you hit England in July and check out Elfest next year. I think it's going to be just as good, if not better. And same thing for all you girls here and in England. Jesus, what are you doing? You gotta do it. You gotta experience it. It's one of those things you come away with new friends, new faces, old friends hanging out. Such a good feel that sticks with you for a good long time. So, so that's about that. You know, a lot went on news wise. I was out of the picture. I was kind of out of commission. Wi-Fi was a little iffy at the park, so I didn't really. I wasn't really paying attention, but my goodness, it was a big week. And how about the week before? Wow. Caitlyn Jenner's ESPY speech. Was there anything more inspiring? I mean, seriously. And then there was the epic meeting of Laverne Cox and Caitlyn at the screening of I Am Kate. Amy Schumer everywhere right now. And you can catch her as a guest on Judy Gold's podcast, Kill Me Now. It was so funny. We're going to play a clip of that later. So, so funny. And some big-time legal news for the homos. So let's start with that. The HRC released the following statement following a report late last night that the comprehensive federal LGBT non-discrimination legislation is expected to be introduced into Congress later this week. Statement read, "No one in our community should be at risk of being fired or evicted from their home or denied services because of who they are or whom they love." And this was said by HRC President Chad Griffin. "There is an unacceptable patchwork of state-level protection for LGBT people, and more than half of LGBT Americans live in a state that lacks fully inclusive non-discrimination laws. The time has come for this country for full federal equality and nothing less. A federal non-discrimination bill would create permanent and clear protections to ensure all employees are hired, fired, and promoted based on their performance. All LGBT Americans deserve a fair chance to earn a living and provide for their families." So that is fantastic news. Fantastic news. On July 16th, I think it was, Patty Murray, a Democrat representative from Washington, delivered remarks for, on the Senate floor supporting an amendment to the Every Child Achieves Act, and that would protect LGBT students from bullying, harassment, and discrimination based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. So, my God, people, good things happening on Capitol Hill. And it all means that we can, like, get back to our lives and our realities with a little bit more respect and a lot more acceptance. So I think that is fantastic. So, all right, so let's talk a little bit about the ESPYs. I know they happened last week. And we saw the powerful speech. I'm sure everybody saw the powerful speech by Caitlyn Jenner that Caitlyn Jenner delivered. Invited to the stage by the very dashing Abby Wambach, it was an L and T on stage together, on TV, on a major network. Like, take that in for a minute. That's huge. And then the actual speech. And I'll admit it, I cried. I did. I cried. I don't care. I'll say it. I'll put it out there. Whatever. I cried. I just thought it was so fantastic. I mean, if you listen, every word of it was just so well done. You can't take anything away. I was amazed. And you know, here's the thing. I'll just say it. I cry every time I see Caitlyn on television, whether it's a speech, a trailer for the new show, an appearance someplace, a video of the past to the present, like Bruce Jenner to present Caitlyn Jenner. I get so emotionally overwhelmed. I can't even describe it. And the thing is, if you ask me why, it's a blender of emotions. Like, I think it's the combo of knowing now, like, how unhappy Bruce Jenner was for 60-something years. That's a long time to be unhappy and uncomfortable with yourself. living your life for other people, your family, your kids, your wives, whatever. And then to the achievements, like, accomplished. Of course, the Olympics, the Games, phenomenal. The public life that she's led. The decision to be who she feels she really is. The family support. Esther, the mom, the sisters. The courage it took. It all comes together in, like, this tidal wave of tears every time I see something regarding her. I kind of hope it stops soon. I'm like a blubbering idiot. So some of the key lines in the ESPY speech for me were, trans people deserve something vital. They deserve your respect. And of course this one, because it's everywhere, but it was just a moment to really take in. Caitlin said, if you want to call me names, make jokes, and doubt my intentions, go ahead, because the reality is I can take it. But for thousands of kids coming to terms with who they are, they shouldn't have to take it. Unbelievable. And while we're on the topic, I gotta say, I get so enraged when I see someone shitting on Jenner, or I see a post about what a hero really is, a soldier, a cop, a fireman. For fuck's sake, you guys, it's not a competition. By saying Jenner is a hero for what she's doing, it doesn't mean that a cop or a soldier isn't a hero for what they do. I mean, you can look up to more than one person in your lifetime, and it's just, there's just some things that I can't believe that people can't open their eyes to. So, finally, Laverne Cox and Caitlin met at a screening of I Am Kate, which had to have been pretty amazing. I mean, in the speech, in the ESPY speech, Jenner named Cox as one of the trailblazers that paved the way for so many others, including herself. And the cameras were there to catch the two talking. And later, Laverne sat down with James Corden on the Late Late Show and discussed it a bit. And we've got just a little bit of that. So let me play a little bit of that for you, because that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Here it is. This is Laverne Cox speaking with James Corden. And I think Christina Hendricks is also in this clip with her.
Caitlyn Jenner's speech at the ESPYs, she talked about you in the speech and referred to you as a trailblazer. What's it been like for you watching Caitlyn Jenner sort of transition so quite so publicly?
Well, first of all, I feel way too young to be a trailblazer. right? Support my delusion.
No, she's 15 years old!
I think it's so beautiful about this, my visibility and Caitlin's visibility, is that diverse representation of trans people in the media, I think, are so important. When I think about being, you know, transitioning in my 20s as a black transgender woman who was working class and struggling to make it in New York City, it's completely different than Caitlin's very public experience. I met her for the first time last night, and I saw that.
How was that?
Pretty awesome. We've spoken on the phone several times. She called me the day after her ESPY speech, actually. She's such a sweet woman, loves her family, and she's thinking about the paparazzi life that she has. I don't want that life. Like, literally having, you'll see in the first episode, preview, spoiler, you'll see in the first episode that, of the show that she sometimes has to change cars multiple times to, like, to dodge the paparazzi, which is, like, an insane way to live. There's no way she could have transitioned privately, and I think she's doing it very eloquently and beautifully publicly.
Yeah. Now, Chrissy, you don't understand the furore about such a thing.
I'm surprised it's such a surprise. I mean, to me, it's something that people do all the time now, and I'm happy when feel comfortable and beautiful in their own skin, and I just live and let live. I'm happy for that.
Pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Great. I think, you know, the thing I love so much about both Jenner and Laverne Cox is sometimes with enormous success comes an air of arrogance. And with these two, they seem to be so humble and thankful for their success. And it comes off in a most genuine way. So I feel like they're really proud examples for the global trans community, these two ladies. I think it's fantastic. I really do. Okay, so, like I said before, Amy Schumer right now is everywhere. Everywhere. And it's perfect, and it's wonderful. Trainwreck, her movie, is doing phenomenal in theaters, and Amy's been on the typical press junket to promote it. So I've seen her, she stopped by The Late Show with Jimmy Fallon, she's on the cover of GQ, and awesome photo shoot, kind of with a threesome theme, R2-D2, C-3PO, and Amy. She's just everywhere, but the best, I think, was her drop-in on out comedian Judy Gold's podcast, Kill Me Now. I listened to the whole thing today, and even if I tried, I could not pick out the funniest clips, because between the two of them, it was just nonstop. So get the show in your ears immediately. You can go to judygold.com and click on podcast. It's episode 11. And here's a tiny piece of what you're in store for.
I was feeling like I should be loving this.
Right.
He's beautiful. He's so hot. And he's funny. And he's cool.
Is he smart?
Yeah, he's really smart.
Wow. Okay.
But it just... it wasn't right.
That could be pheromones. It could be something
simple. Yeah, but then some people, like I can love a person and then I smell them and I'm like, bye now.
Right.
Or I can smell someone and I'm like, oh shit. Like,
right. I like that.
Yeah. So it's.
How much do looks count for you?
The guys that I'm most attracted to are always like a little fucked up looking.
Right.
Yeah.
I like scars.
Yeah,
scars are good. I need something that tells a story.
I love a gap in the teeth.
Oh, that's good.
I love like a little bit of a speech impediment.
Right, like a lip,
a little lip, or something. Yeah, but no, I like guys that are like a little fat. You know, but
Jared, you're out of here.
Jared is a beautiful boy and like the exact opposite of anyone I've ever been.
Really,
and I'm sure that I look
now like, Leslie wise. Like if you were gonna sleep with a woman,
yeah. She has to be tall.
Bing bong! Bing bong!
At least
I am! And I?
4, 3, 2, 1. And Ruth
Hyman!
It's almost Hyman.
I know. Hyman.
Amy doing an impression of Judy doing an impression of Ruth
Hyman. It was unbelievable.
Amazing things I've ever heard. For a podcast because I would like.
I would like an Emmy. I have Emmys from the Rosie.
Yeah.
You have a fucking Peabody.
That is fucking
amazing.
Wait, can I tell you what happened at the Peabody's?
Yeah.
So,
like, do you go, oh my fucking god, I'm at the Peabody's and I'm winning a Peabody?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, and me and Jesse, like, you know, these people.
Oh, I know, I love that. Yeah, yeah.
And so it was really funny because, you know, it's all people who are like Ebola fighters and.
Right, of course.
And so they show a little clip of each person's show.
I'm not kidding you. And we have no idea what they're going to use.
Right. So it's like, it's all this shit. And then it's me taking a giant bite of a burger and going, I'm going to go make some room. And walking out. It's like Malala, and then it's me, like, I'm gonna take a shit. And our table exploded.
That is fucking hilarious.
Exploded.
Oh my god. You guys, you have to listen to this whole show. It was so goddamn funny. You will crack up at the Ruth Hyman story. In the beginning, Amy is talking about her short relationship with, I forget what his name is, a wrestler guy. But, I mean, they cover everything from what prescription meds they're on to what they can't stand, what drives them crazy. I mean, it is just so, so funny. God, I love these two. I love them separately, and I love them together. It's like a freakish, wonderful kind of love, and that made me want to play the Veronicas.
Tomorrow's ever gonna come around. Everybody's medicating, taking time and waiting for the right time. In the short life, but it's your life. We can run around in circles we make, or we can run straight ahead. Never ever let the moment pass by when all that matters in the end. If you love someone, then tell them right now. Cause your heart won't rest till you let it out. Let the words you dream come back. Their way. It's so invisible to the one you want, and you'd give anything to win their love. We can get lost in fears that we make for days that feel black as night. There in the dark, you find that the stars are shining their brightest light. If you love someone, then tell them right now, 'cause your heart won't rest till you let it out. Let the words you dream drop out of your mouth. If you love someone, you gotta make a sound. If you love someone, you gotta make a sound. If you love someone, if you love. If you love someone, if you love someone, yeah. If you love someone, then tell them right now, 'cause your heart won't rest till you let it out. Let the words you dream come out of your mouth. If you love someone, someone, you gotta make it sound. If you love someone, if you love someone.
Good stuff by the Veronicas. Love it. I don't know if you guys have heard the new Kelly Clarkson. I'm sure you have. I probably played it. I don't even know. But I love Invincible. You know, I got to tell you, sometimes I am scrolling through my Facebook feed and I see a story and it lights me up. And this is one of them. Like, I can't tell you how happy I was to read this. Bea Arthur from the Golden Girls answered some prayers for the Ellie Forney Center, which recently added hormone therapy programs and dedicated housing services for homeless transgender teen. And Bea Arthur left a gift of $300,000 from the Golden Girls estate shortly after her passing in 2009. And look at the good it's doing. Like, it's just, it's mind-blowing. So thank you for being a friend, and thank you for that, Dorothy Skornak. We will never forget you. And same thing goes for Robin Williams. His birthday was yesterday, would have been 64. His daughter put out a really nice message on her Instagram, and I think it's, you know, we're still all getting used to it. I read a story about, well, actually, I edited a story about CeeLo Green putting out a song called Robin Williams that mentions a lot of, you know, a lot of our heroes are in it that are no longer with us. And although I thought it was a really nice gesture, that was my water bottle cracking. I gotta say, because it's CeeLo, don't really care. You know, he's kind of got a reputation for treating women like crap, and not gonna do it. Not gonna embrace the song, CeeLo. I'm sorry, you've got some debt to pay to society, and just because you put out a feels song, it's not gonna do it. Just the way it goes. Big news yesterday in Europe. The European court ruled that same-sex partnership is a right. Today, the HRC hailed the historic ruling by European courts on human rights that all signatories to the European Convention on Human Rights, including countries like Turkey and Russia, where discrimination and violence against LGBT people has recently made the headlines, should recognize same-sex partnerships. This ruling, which could impact 47 countries and 800 million people, is a major step in granting greater rights and equality to LGBT people across Europe and around the world. So, well done. Well done. But in weird news from around the world, Glasgow Pride banned drag queens. Organizers felt that they would be offensive to trans people. So Free Glasgow Pride, a non-commercial alternative to the city's official celebration, Pride Glasgow, has taken the controversial step of banning cisgender drag performers from participating. In a statement issued by the organization, the decision was explained as follows. It was felt by the group within the Trans Non-Binary Caucus that some drag performances, particularly cis drag, hinges on the social view of gender and making it into a joke. However, transgender individuals do not feel as though their gender identity is a joke. The reaction has been met with a wide mass of international criticism. I mean, seriously, you guys, offend? It's more like celebrate. That is the meaning behind pride. You are celebrating your pride in being who you are. So if you are a drag performer, that's who you are. If you are a drag queen, that's who you are. If you're a transgender person, that's who you are. You're there to celebrate. It's unbelievable. When I read this, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously, I don't even get it. I do not even get it. That's a little crazy. It's a little crazy. So, you know, I guess here's the thing. Some of us, a majority of us are going through, I say us, I don't really mean me, kind of. All right, maybe a little bit. A majority of us are going through Ruby Rose withdrawals, and we're putting it right out there. We're all over Facebook, we're all over Twitter, we're all over Instagram. We are going through Ruby Rose withdrawals because we binged on Orange is the New Black, and now we're done. But fear not, because Ruby Rose is coming back to your TV. That's right, you heard me. This time on the Sci-Fi Network, Ruby Rose will guest star on Sci-Fi's Dark Matter as a possibly dangerous entertainment model android named Wendy. So you can get your fill. Have no fear. Just want to put that out there for you. Oh, gosh. The Cartoon Network has its first lesbian cartoon characters. Did you hear about this? Steven Universe follows the adventures of Steven, a young boy who protects the universe with his magic gem powers alongside superheroes Garnet, Amethyst, and Pearl. In a recent episode, the show revealed that Garnet is actually a fusion of two other gem characters, Ruby and Sapphire. So, kind of cool. Very progressive of the Cartoon Network. Again, baby steps, and we're getting there. We're getting there. I thought I would, I'm kind of like not saving the best for last, but there is some major news going around right now, all over the place. This happens to be from She Warrior, but it was everywhere yesterday. Lesbian's favorite warrior princess, Xena, may be soon returning to television. NBC is planning a reboot of Xena Warrior Princess, sources have told The Hollywood Reporter. The series, which ran in syndication from 1995 to 2001, endeared itself to women-loving women and some gay men. With its strong female leads, Xena, Lucy Lawless, and Gabrielle, played by Renee O'Connor, and the frequent implication that these kick-ass ladies of the ancient world were more than just friends. You remember the whole plot. I don't have to tell you all this. Right now, it's unclear if the new series, set for 2016, will be a limited-run project or a renewable one, according to the reporter. It's also uncertain right now if Lawless will be involved, but NBC insiders would reportedly like her to come on board. Very cool. More way cool Leslie news. We are about to be blessed with even more Clea DuVall. Yeah. Clea DuVall's presence in a big way, because according to Variety, she'll be making her directorial debut in a film she's also written and will be starring in. Right now, we know kind of nothing about the content of the actual film, but we do know that the cast is amazing. It's slated to star Colby Smulders from How I Met Your Mother, and Melanie Lynskey, we all know and love from 2 and a Half Men, Crazy Rose, and wait for it, Natasha Lyonne. Yeah! So that's just fantastic. Seriously, good stuff coming our way. I think, like I keep saying, 2015 is just such an amazing year. It's like a roller coaster of emotions and all these fantastic things and laws and, I mean, happening everywhere, the U.S. and Europe and everything. But I still feel like 2016 is going to be our biggest year yet. Maybe just entertainment-wise. I don't know. But here's some great news about lesbian entertainment. Tello Films is launching its new site, a new look, and a new offer. You can go to tellofilms.com right now. It's in the beta test phase. Sign up for it, and you will get a free 2-week beta test of the site. And then what they're encouraging is that you send your feedback on how the site looks, what you like, and what they could do better. You can email support@tellofilms.com. You can tweet them, or you can leave them a message on Facebook. It's awesome. The new deal is when you reconfirm, if you're a member and you're reconfirming your account, you'll have the option of signing up for a whole year of Telo, and you'll get 1 month free. So 12 months of Telo for the price of 11, and it doesn't get much better than that. It's a minimal membership fee of $4.99 a month, and you've got constant lesbian content. It's everywhere. It's everything. They've got 14 or 15 series. Right now, they're really promoting I Kissed a Girl, a new doc series, and even newer than that, Plus One. So get on board now and be a part of this. It's groundbreaking. They're fantastic. They're also going to be the distributor for She's in London, the first LBT series that's produced right here and on location in London, starring some of the famous lesbian faces of our community. So I am going to wrap up, but not without telling you about what's in store for the upcoming weeks. I've got an exclusive chat with out musician Jen Foster, who I'm sure you remember from the She For Me Marriage Equality campaign. And she's got the awesome song that goes along with that, plus so many more. And she has a new album out called The White Room Sessions, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. I've also got some more exclusive talks, one being with filmmaker Marina Rice Bader, another with Drea Weber, and they are doing Raven's Touch, which I'm sure if you follow Marina or Soul Kiss Films, you'll know Raven's Touch starring Drea Weber and Tracy Dinwiddie is due out soon. So stick with me. Find me, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, RainbowRadio.fm every Wednesday at 3 p.m. You can follow me on Twitter at Lesbian Lounge. I am going to leave you with a favorite song of mine and a classic. The funny thing is, I totally forgot about this song, and I heard it in a movie, and I immediately put it on my phone, and I've been playing it nonstop. Nothing has anything whatsoever to do with me, the show, lesbians, LGBT, nothing, except that the word love is in it. But anyways, here is Pete Townsend with Let My Love Open the Door, and I'm leaving you. Love ya. See you later. Bye-bye. Stop you falling apart. Try to be your finest way.